With social distance, my wife still looks 18.
He can see my cellulite.
From a distance, she doesn't smell like sardines.
And we probably won't fight.
From a
of passion are banned,
it's a way to cope
with no intimacy.
We'll take it into our own hands. From a distance, we don't have to huff and puff.
We can modulate our speed.
No messy cleanup or fertilizing our seed.
And no hungry mouths to feed.
From a distance, we are the instruments
of our own pleasure. In our hands,
try some fun with soap
and a piece of rope.
It's the ultimate family play.
AI is watching us.
Star people watching us.
Big brothers watching us.
From a distance.
In today's news, Australia's New South Wales government suggests new sexual conduct rules for caring citizens. Always wear masks and surgical gloves. Do not touch or kiss, and remain 2 meters apart at all times. Masturbate to mutually arousing music or visuals whilst gazing at your partner to maintain intimacy. The social benefits of this progressive protocol include risk elimination for COVID infection, STDs, and unwanted pregnancies. Additionally, instead of worrying about your partner's pleasure, you can focus on your own. You'll also discover your partner's technique preferences simply by watching. What better way to get prepared for when contact sex is allowed back on the table? Now that's what we call a win-win.
Human existence, this looks just like the end.
It's good and evil at war.
With assistance, we're starting to comprehend
what all this insistence is for. Give a shove to the gloves.
Toss the mask into the cave.
Step off the slippery slope as the love from above returns by popular demand.
God is watching us.
Angels are watching us.
Our phones are watching us
from a distance.
Zuckerberg's watching us.
Big tech's controlling us.
They are all watching us
from a distance.